Brandela.
Shulamit.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Brandy.
This is Barbara.
Hey.
The other Barbara.
Barbara. She'll be on in a few minutes. It's not quite time yet.
Yeah, it's 12:30.
Well, sometimes he is a little late.
Okay. Anna.
Hey, Anna.
Hello. I'm having to use my landline. My phone is just not accepting the call.
Well, my goodness.
Are you the only one on so far?
Okay. Is it Shulamit?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she's on.
Okay. Okay, good.
That's a pretty name.
Mm-hmm. Came from Song of Songs.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty. Pretty, pretty.
Let's give him 2 more minutes, and if he doesn't come on, you call him.
Okay. You know, he gets distracted.
Well, he's busy doing a lot of things, and I think he overextends himself sometimes, and he gets tired. But then he may be running back and forth on a Sunday morning, you know, because he leads the minion and all, so.
Right, that's what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Gabriella.
Oh, he's not on just yet, so.
Oh, okay. I thought I was late.
Yeah. Well, he's late, but. And I couldn't get on with myself, so it, you know, I get it, it rings, and then it bumps me off. I don't know.
That happened to me once, but the second time I got right on, so.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Good afternoon.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Me too.
Okay.
I'm going
to mute. Gedula Shemin Ha. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharem Rachamei Sikarta Tamid Gamlem Betetresh Saritav Gimel. Hasim Kadosh Berov Tuka Nael Adatah Et Kufet Et Nunayan. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zofrei Kiddushatah Yud Gimelamed Pezayan Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shinkufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'Lapim, Notzer Alon Wachesha, V'Pata'a V'Nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Silam commentary on the Zohar. From Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, we will first say, L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutsha barifu ishkinte bitkilu urhimu utkilu utkilu urhimu. L'yakta l'shem yudhei bobalte, l'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, l'imud Torah mitzvah, La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu alei ma'asei bat yadeinu kanenei alei ma'asei yadeinu kanenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba amar v'kama atar ha'neina v'kucha v'rihu koma b'aved le'eila v'tata Kola yihu kishot v'yovada v'kishot v'lei blach mila b'alma v'vaye barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga v'ya kalana v'hakulu ovada v'kishot inun v'kola yitzteris v'alma. The energy of this current year, 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Today we are studying the verse of Leviticus, chapter 13, verse 23. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse that we study from the Tanakh. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. This verse connects to the energy of peace in the Middle East. Usanti makom leami Israel untati ushakan Ta, willow, your eyes, you'll see. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a tool of seeing each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he she la la he ata ata he ta he za yo ala da la a wa he he a yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa fe he la nu la fa yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo sa he 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 me yo fa wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqin utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo a he a nu a ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa me te nu la nu me sa yo he yo me nu he se se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he te ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa he wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey be te me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo la he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqin who left this day, which was the 28th day of Shabbat, Rabbi Mordechai ben Rabbi Moshe Gedalia of Tzvil, Rabbi Alexander Sender of Solfo, Rabbi Emmanuel of Preshedvorz, Rabbi Yosef David Ben Yitzhak, Sinchain, Rabbi Mordechai Goldman, Rabbi Menachem Nachum Twersky, Rabbi Shalom Zelig Steinmetz, Rabbi Mordechai ben Gedalia Moshe Goldman, Rabbi Ephraim Ezra Lenayado, Rabbi Eliezer Alpa, Rav Shmuel Benjamin Rosenberg, Rabbi Nathaniel Quinn, and our the Tzaddikim who chose to leave the 29th day of Shabbat, which starts this evening at sundown. Ilan Ramon, the astronaut from Israel that died in the shuttle Columbia. Rabbi Eliyahu Habachur Halevi, known as the Baal HaTishbi. Rabbi Yitzhak Yerucham Diskin. Rabbi Nelson Tzvi Finkel. Rav Hananya Yom Tov Lipa Eidelbaum. Rabbi Zalman Sender Ben Moshe Kahana Shapira. Rabbi Nosen Horowitz. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which we use as a tool to climb the tree of life, starting with Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohei, yo aheni wa yohei, yo aheni wa yohei, Yesod. You aheni wa yohu, you aheni wa yohu, you aheni wa yohu. You are who ni wu yohu. You are who ni wu yohu. You are who ni wu yohu. Netzach. Ye are he ni wu yohi. Ye are he ni wu yohi. Ye are he ni wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo are who ni wu yohu. Yo are who ni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wo yoho Yivura. Yeah, me we yoke. Yeah, me we yoke. Yeah, me we yoke. Chesed. Yeah, ahuni wo yohe. Yeah, ahuni wo yohe. Yeah, ahuni wo yohe. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yo, hey. Pachma, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the SRD Broach, just as I just reconnected to the phone call. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi ha-adonai yohi-wahe, yohahe da-wanu-heyo. Elohecha, asher hotzeiticha, me'eretz Mitzrayim, mi-bed avadim, Lo yihi elecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha. Esel v'kol temuna asher b'shamayim mima'al le'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat ba'aretz lo tishtachave lachem. Ve'lo tavdem ki anochi Adonai Yohewahe Yoahe Dawanuheyo Elohecha Elkana Pokedawon Avod Albanim Haushileshim Bial Ribeim Lashonai Weoseh Hesed La'alafim Le'ohavai U'shomrei Mitzvotai Lo Tisai Et Shem Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanuheyo Elohecha Lashav Ki Lo Yenake Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanuheyo Et Asher Yisa Et Shemo Lashav Zachor En Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Tavod Yasita Kol Melachtecha V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat L'Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanuheyo Elohecha Lo Taaseh Kol Melacha Ata Uvincha Uvitecha Avdecha Ve'amadcha Uhentecha Vegercha Asher Bisharecha Kisheshet Yamim Asa Adonai Yohewahe Et Hashamayim V'et Haaretz Et Hayam V'et Kol Asher Bam V'yanach Bayom Hashvi'i Al Kein Berach Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Ed Yom HaShabbat Vayikad Shehu Kabed Et Avicha V'et Imecha Lema'an Yarikun Yamecha Al Hadama Asher Adonai Yohewahe Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Elohecha Noten lach, lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tigno, lo tane bereacha, ed shaker, lo tachmod, beit reecha, lo tachmod eshet reecha, v'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher lireecha. We will now connect to the Shema. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Now for the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey. have hay. Yud, hay. Yud, hay. Vav. Yud, hay. Vav, hay. Yud. Yud, hay. Yud, hay. Vav. Yud, hay. Vav, hay. Yud. Yud, hay. Yud, hay. Vav. Yud, hay. Vav, hay. The abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. Itkadal v'itkadashime rabba, and we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'amlik malchute v'chayechon v'yomechon uv'chaye. Tikol Beit Yisrael Ba'agala Uvizman Kariv Hit Barak Vishtabach Vit Pa'ar Vit Romam Vit Nasei Vit Adar Vit Ale Vit Alal Shemeda Kucha Leila Min Kol Birkata Vishirata Tushvechata Vinechemata Da'ami ran bi'alma. Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya. V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. Oseh shalom bimromav. Hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. V'imru amen. Our class today is about the Shabbat Shekalim, which was the reading we had yesterday. You'll find the handout on the unique astrological times link that's underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. Or on mobile devices, you'll find it usually at the bottom of the page. When that landing page opens up, scroll down about 60% of the way until you find Shabbat Shekalim. The first link, or actually the second link under that title, is Shabbat Shekalim, the donation of a half shekel or the chatzi shekel to the upkeep of the temple. Learn how to take a census. This is our class for today. We will start with the L'shem Yehud, because we grounded the energy of our previous L'shem Yehud when we said the Baruch Shem. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin tebid kilu urchimu ud kilu ud kilu urchimu. Liyachda l'shem yudhei b'vav hei, v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'atzok Torah mitzvah, v'yihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kunenehu. Shabbat Shekalim. Shabbat Shekalim is one of the four special Shabbatot leading up to the holiday of Pesach. Shabbat Shekalim is the first of the four in a chronological order. It has a special Haftorah and a special Maftir and the regular Parashah. It is always read on the Shabbat prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar, or in leap years prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet. The Maftir is five verses from Exodus chapter 30. They are verses 11 to 16. Here are the verses and their translations. And in my opinion, they are grossly mistranslated, as we shall see. I'm not going to read the Hebrew, but it is on the handout. The regular translation: and Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, and I am suggesting that after you finish reading this page, take the link to his commentary about this very unusual verse from the Tanakh. It is unique in that it is constantly being repeated, sometimes as a standalone verse and sometimes as a phrase within a verse. It also sometimes has Aaron added to the verse as well. It is a verse that begs to be analyzed from the Kabbalistic perspective. When thou takest the sum of the children of Israel, according to their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto Hashem. When thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them, when thou numberest them. This they shall give, every one that passes among them, that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerah, half a shekel for an offering to Hashem. Everyone that passes among them that are numbered from 20 years old and upward shall give the offering of Hashem. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than the half shekel. When they give the offering of Hashem to make atonement for your souls, and thou shalt take the atonement money from the children of Israel, and shalt appoint it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before Hashem to make atonement for your souls. That's the traditional translation. My translation, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, if one takes from the heads of the children of Israel a ransom, one must count the ransom for his soul, that each man gives to Hashem to ransom his soul, that there not be a plague among them whenever you count them. They shall give everyone that will be connected to the light a half shekel of the holy shekel. The shekel is 20 gerah, a half shekel for an offering to Hashem. Every clean one connected to the light over the age of 20 will give Hashem's offering. The important one shall not give more, and the lacking one shall not give less than the half shekel. When making Hashem's contribution, which is a request to forgive their nefesh, their soul, and you shall accept the request for forgiveness money from the children of Israel and use it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a remembrance for the children of Israel before Hashem to request forgiveness for your souls. My commentary. This translation should help you answer the question asked in the email, if it will be necessary to continue the half shekel donation after the third temple is revealed. We will still need forgiveness. I'm reading the shekelim discussion from an email that was sent in the year 5773. This Shabbat is the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar. During temple times on Rosh Chodesh Adar, there would be an announcement prior reminder to donate your half shekel to the temple. This money was to be used as an annual census, as well as used towards the temple maintenance. Today there is a Kabbalistic minhag to donate to your favorite email writer or Kabbalah website the equivalent amount in today's dollars. That is $17, which is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, which translates as good. This money was a requirement during temple times to be donated prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the anniversary of the dedication of the first temple. What is the spiritual reason behind this half shekel? There are actually two questions that must be asked in order to understand the spiritual reasons. Question one and its corollary, why is the amount a half shekel? And why can someone not give more than a half shekel? Let me answer the second question first. The usual answer given to this question is that we are all equal in the eyes of Hashem. Of course, this is true. Yet there is a deeper understanding than the surface level of these words. Hashem created all of us to reveal His light. Therefore, in the eyes of Hashem, equal means revealing His light. It is not limited to the American understanding of equal being equal under the law, or the limited meaning of equal being equal right to pursue happiness. In the eyes of Hashem, equal means reaching the level where the pursuit of happiness is the effect of happiness. When we reach the level of loving the process, we reach the answer to the other question of why it's a half shekel. A shekel is 20 gerah. Gerah is a root that means to initiate, to stimulate, to encourage, and to provoke. In money, a gerar stimulates additional money. This is why in the physical world it is said that money makes money. A gerar is the smallest coin in the money of the Torah. Smallness implies a lessening of the ego, which allows a greater connection to the Creator. A half shekel is 10 gerah. This 10 represents the level of the 10 sephirot, which are not 10, but a unity of 1. A half shekel leads to a full shekel. It is hinting that if one is leading to another one, that there can be unity among the two. And also a half shekel teaches that we must lead ourselves to help the other half of the shekel. We must realize that we are not alone. There is me and there is you, or there is me and there is Hashem, since each person is a channel and tool of Hashem, except for myself. My ego of being a half a shekel keeps me from being unified with Hashem. Of course, when I unify with another by sharing, I become unified with them, which makes me unified with Hashem. This is the idea of unity within diversity. This is an unwritten commentary. I wrote everything I just read in 1973. But we're in the year 2020. I wrote it in the year 5773. And we're in the year 5780, so 7 years ago. I've come to understand a different meaning of the half shekel. In temple times, the money was used on the physical level to help repair and restore or provide for the Kohanim in the lean years if there was a bad harvest. But in the spiritual level, after the temple was destroyed, people still gave a half shekel. And that has been going on since the building of the first temple. What is the purpose of donating a half shekel when the temple is not physically present? And the answer is, during the year, many of us, if not all of us, commit sins, commit mistakes. Some of those mistakes warrant a karet, a cutting off, a separation from Hashem, God forbid. The purpose of the half shekel donation is to reconnect you to Hashem. I'm continuing to read. In 5774, I added this additional idea. A question that also needs to be added from the reading of the Mahtir is, what is the meaning of a shekel HaKodesh, a holy shekel? To answer this question, we need to truly understand the concept of money. You're going to find this discussion very interesting. The meaning of money. We all know that many people find money an item that they worship, as in Avodah Zarah, or idol worship. In that sense, it is not a good thing. People make money the item of pursuit. They desire money for its own sake, not for what they can do with it in the form of sharing. King Solomon said, and money answers everything. Since it does not seem to buy happiness or enjoyment, we must ask what King Solomon means. In Hebrew, money is kesef, spelled taf samach pei sofit. Kesef, the Talmud tells us, is a coin system. Today it includes banknotes and wire transfers and credit cards as well. This coin system is a medium of exchange created by a government and supported by the people. If the kesef loses the support of the people, we get a new government. This has happened many times in history. The coin called the holy shekel is created by Hashem and will never lose the support of the people. Actually, the money in the Torah is indexed to silver, which is connected to the right column of the Tree of Life. Today, a holy shekel has the value of 8 grams of silver. Below, we will see the relationship from kesef to silver. Historically, money includes silver coins alongside gold coins. The Talmud discusses the exchange of money for goods. In that discussion, the Aramaic terms used are currency money, tet bet ayin aleph, and goods, pei yud resh aleph. Literally, the word for goods is the word for fruit. The Talmud asks the question, when one exchanges gold coins for silver coins, or vice versa, which is the money and which is the goods? The answer is gold is the goods and silver is money. On a physical level, this is why the shekel is made from silver. Silver is a color connected to the right column, the sharing column. Gold is a color that is connected to the left column, the column of the desire to receive. Gold is always goods. Gold is always desire. Silver is the fulfillment of that desire. As King Solomon said, money answers everything. This is the concept of trade, where a monetary value is put on everything. Therefore, a medium of exchange is created. If someone wants something and is willing to pay for it at the number of coins, a market is created. It is interesting to note that in Gematria, the word for coin plus the word for fruit is equal to the word for chaos. This is my opinion, is the meaning of King Solomon. Money answers everything, going round and round to create chaos. Kabbalah teaches that silver is chesed, or loving kindness, while gold is giburah, or judgment. A spiritual person has a desire for loving kindness over judgment. We are taught. since this is the spiritual reason for kesef, to be made from silver. Since the desire for loving kindness is money, while the desire for physical goods brings us to judgment. This is a unwritten commentary. The Kabbalistic ritual that I perform for those people who ask me to, by sending me their names, their parents' names, whether they're male or female, so I know they're a son or a daughter, and also the half shekel donation. For people who do that, I do a Kabbalistic ritual that reconnects you in case you had separated yourself from the community. It reconnects you to the children of Israel. It reconnects you to the Hashem. That ritual is made or performed with silver coins. 5 silver coins connecting to the 5 worlds. I'm continuing to read. Of course, a human soul cannot be bought, yet Hashem in his mercy allows us to atone with a half shekel of silver. This half shekel, being 10 gerar, represents the creation of a completed structure of loving kindness. Chesed with 10 levels, or 10 sefirot. This is why we continue to donate the half shekel, even while the temple appears to be destroyed. This donation connects us to the loving kindness of Hashem, since Hashem is perfect, and his nature is loving kindness, or sharing. In practice, the Ashkenazim follow the practice of mourning for the temple, and do not avail themselves of this mitzvah. The Sephardim do donate the half shekel. The present value of a half shekel, 8 grams of silver, is approaching $22. Yet in the interest of a merchant, we discount this to 17, so as to entice some people to donate their tzedakah to this practice and to help themselves. It is the common practice to make the donation prior to Purim. Of course, it can be made any time prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. As an unwritten commentary, this is why I do this practice, this Kabbalistic ritual, twice. Once the night of Purim, and once the night before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you are reading this after Purim and before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we will do the ritual of raising these 5 silver coins, one for each world, from Malchut to Keter, 5 times. The result is we are connecting or reconnecting the soul of the person to Hashem. Please, for your own sake, consider doing this ritual, or allowing Hashem to do so by making the discounted tzedakah of $17 per person. We need the person's name, his parents' name, whether he's a son or a daughter. I've given you my address as well, in case that is the way you wish to make the donation. When the 3rd temple is revealed, will the half shekel donation still be required? I will leave this to you to answer. Do you think people will still be making mistakes? In the 55774 email, I asked, how does the half shekel relate to both Purim and Nisan? The reason appears to be separate, but is really the same reason. Nisan is the new year of the kings. For most people, this means that they started to count the years of the reign of a king on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This relates to someone being elevated to being king in Israel in the month of Adar. The king would start his second year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even if he had not completed a full 12 months in his first year. This is one of the reasons that the historical classification and calculation of years is so complex. This is how the half shekel relates to Nisan. But now, how does it relate to Purim? In the Megillah Esther, the revelation of the concealed, Haman paid 10,000 golden shekels in order for his plan to kill all the Jews be approved by King Ahasuerus. Later, the Megillah hints that Mordechai found it necessary to bribe the king to send out the protection plan. The Midrash teaches that this payment was made from the half shekels that the Sephardic community made then and still makes today. Also, the Midrash explains that the mistake that the Jews made that caused Haman's plan to be accepted in the upper world was going to the 6 months of partying where Ahasuerus took out his spoils of war, like the clothing of the high priest from the temple, and other items like the menorah and the table. By not objecting to these displays, they incurred the death penalty. And by using the half-shekel donation, they atoned for their mistake and returned to Hashem. On the Haftorah that we read yesterday, there are two paragraphs from Second Kings chapter 11 verse 17 to chapter 12 verse 17. There are actually two paragraphs, two spaces in the scroll. The simple story has included within it a change in the way the half shekel offering was collected and accounted. In the year 5766, in the study of the Shekelim, from the Zohar, again, I will skip the Aramaic because of time considerations. Rabbi Yossi said, the tip of the scale stands in the middle. Its portent may be found in the verse, in weight or in measure. In which in weight, the Hebrew word is mishkal, means that the tongue of the scales is in the middle, because the scales are just. This is the secret of what is written. After the shekel of the sanctuary, and the scales that weigh the mochin, the brains, are set upon the point in the middle. He asked, what are the scales by which, as you say, the mochin are weighed? And he answers, this is according to what is written, just balances, meaning that justice is weighed by them, and all mochin are established by this weight after the shekel of the sanctuary. Rabbi Yehuda said that the phrase, after the shekel of the sanctuary, the holy shekel, is an allusion to the spirit of holiness. My commentary. The verse hints to the half shekel offering, since this offering has the purpose of redeeming the soul to create holiness. The offering is the half shekel, which is a hint to us to realize that we are never alone. Hashem is always with us, also that we need other people to learn. We need other people to help in our spiritual tikkun, correction. We also learn from the half shekel that redemption of our souls depends on others to inject the consciousness of holiness. To bless or not to bless, that is the question. A remarkable thing happened on the way to the temple. With the imminent restoration of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of giving a holy half shekel, the question arose, what blessing do you say when you give the half shekel? We asked high and low and found that no one knew. We set out to find the answer, and several weeks ago were rewarded with the teachings of the Rashba from the 13th century, which informed us that indeed there is no blessing recited. Okay, we said, although I had personally felt there should be a blessing, as it is the fulfillment of a Torah mitzvah in and of itself. So we posted our findings and announced that no blessing is recited. And we did not stop searching. We went back another 100 years, and what do we find? Rabbi Yehuda ben Yakar from the 12th century teaches that we do make a blessing. He brings down its text. Now the good stuff starts. We will have to extract a pasak, a halachic ruling, a pasak din, from today's rabbanim, informing us of which opinion is the accepted one. Do we make a blessing or not? Perhaps prior to the rebuilding of the temple, we don't. But once it stands, we do. Or perhaps the fulfillment of the mitzvah is fully carried out in its sharing, giving, thereby allowing for a blessing even prior to rebuilding the temple. We're waiting for that halakhic ruling, which, to my knowledge, has not been issued. But my commentary addresses the issue. Whenever there is a machloket, an argument for the sake of heaven, a search for truth, the halakha is to not say the blessing, and that is what we now do now in the Kabbalistic minhag. We do not say the blessing. The Hebrew name of the half shekel offering, well, we're out of time and we haven't completed this handout, but I would recommend you continue to read it. Are there any questions? While you're unmuting your phones, I will remind you that our class today at 3 o'clock, that's West Coast time, will continue our study of the advanced reincarnation. And tomorrow we will have two classes, one at 4:30, which is a deeper Zohar class on the Parsha of Vayera. And our 7 o'clock class will be an essay by the Ari. Are there any questions? I wish you all Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol, much peace and serenity in your life. I remind you that Rosh Chodesh, our Rosh Chodesh connection, is Tuesday evening at our 7 o'clock class. But Rosh Chodesh starts Monday night. It is 2 days long. And the physical new moon takes place tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I bid you all Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good week.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.